calling some of the early disciples. The Bible says they followed Christ, but we often don't stop and think about what that really meant for them, because when it says they forsook all and followed him, they literally dropped everything. Imagine Jesus would be on earth today and he comes walking into your place of business and says, "Follow me." And you literally quit on the spot and you walk out with Christ. That's what they did. They just dropped it all and spent the next 3.5 years traveling with Jesus Christ and his ministry. What a huge sacrifice. And yet Christ asks the same of us, does he not? Does he not ask us to follow him? And has he not done everything for us? These men didn't even know for sure what it all meant. They just knew that Christ was worthy to be followed. And that's what this passage is about, starting in verse 35 here in John chapter 1. The Bible says, "Again the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He saith unto him, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is, being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and in the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith unto him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. They followed Jesus. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I pray now, as we look back and contemplate these disciples and their sacrifice to follow you, I pray, Lord, it would stir our hearts. And Lord, we would be honest as we ask the question, why do I follow Jesus? And do I follow Jesus? And I pray the Holy Spirit would use the word to answer these questions in our hearts and to do a work, a mighty work, a lasting work in each of our lives. We want to honor you now. We pray you'd use your word in a powerful way. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I've only pulled out four, but we could spend all day talking about the reasons why these men chose to follow Christ. But I've pulled out the four major ones, and these should be the reasons why we follow Christ. And the first one, obviously, there in verse 36, we follow Jesus Christ because he's the Lamb of God. He is God's payment for our sins. He is the substitutionary Lamb of the Old Testament Passover. And we see here how John said, Behold, the Lamb of God. And when a Jew heard that, they knew exactly what someone was saying. They didn't have to stop and wonder, what does he mean by that? They knew about the Passover that they practiced every year. They knew what it meant. They knew that the Passover lamb's blood had to be put on the doorpost, and that it kept the death angel away back in the Old Testament. And they knew that Jesus Christ was being put forth as that substitutionary lamb whose blood keeps away eternal death. And one of the main reasons that you and I choose to follow Jesus Christ is because he saved us. Amen. He's paid for our sins with his blood. And the day that we trusted him as our Savior, he literally forgave us all sin because of his substitutionary sacrifice. Let's just look at one passage on it. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. But we could stop there today, couldn't we? Hallelujah. Jesus saved us. Jesus bought us with his blood. Jesus has forgiven us all of our sins. We're told in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, that he has forgiven us all trespasses. And the day that you trusted Christ as your Savior, and I hope you can say you have, Jesus forgave you. Not because you deserved it, but because he paid for your sins and he loves you. Notice 1 Peter 1:18. For as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. There were some rules about the Passover lamb in Exodus chapter 12. It couldn't have a blemish. It couldn't have broken bones. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, the soldiers came through typically and would break the legs, because if you couldn't push yourself up, then you couldn't breathe when you're hanging on the cross. And that's why they would break their legs, because then they died of suffocation. But they found Christ already dead, and therefore they didn't take the big club that they were using, that they used to break the legs of the two on each side. They didn't break the legs of Jesus. We might think, well, what's that tiny little detail? It's a huge detail, because the Bible says none of his bones shall be broken in Psalm 34. And to be the perfect fulfillment of the Lamb, none of his bones could be broken. And so Jesus, as we see here, is that lamb without blemish. He is that lamb without spot. And he has paid for our sins with his blood. Hallelujah. God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. And so one of the main reasons that we follow Christ is because he is that lamb. He is that one who died as our substitute. He died, when he died on Calvary, he did not die for himself. He died for us. Hallelujah for that. Moving on in our passage here in John chapter 1, we find a second reason why the disciples followed Christ. Not only because that he was the Lamb, but it says there that when they called him Rabbi in verse 38, that some of them asked to come see where he was staying at the time. And then two of them, after they heard that, one of them went to find Peter. We've all heard of Peter. Peter wasn't the first to follow Christ. His brother was. And Andrew found Peter and went to him, verse 40, 41, and look what he said. We have found the Messiah. We found him. We as Jewish people, we have been waiting for centuries for the Messiah. We found him. You know, Jesus said that in the end times, and especially during the tribulation period, there would be a lot of false messiahs. There would be a lot of people that would stand up and say, I am the Messiah. No, there's only been one, and he's the true one. The Messiah, meaning the Christ, meaning the promised one of the Old Testament, the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies of someone who would come and redeem Israel. That's Jesus Christ. And we follow Christ because he is that answer to all of the Old Testament scriptures. And if you go to John 14:6, most of you know it by heart, but let's turn there anyway. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus Christ isn't just one of the ways to heaven. He is the only way to heaven. He is the only fulfillment of Old Testament Scripture. Notice John 14, verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We follow Jesus Christ because he is the answer. He is the only answer to our eternal destiny. He is for us, we're not Jews, but he is the fulfillment of all the Scriptures. That's Jesus Christ. And we follow him because he is that answer to all of it. You can ask any question you want to ask about life. Why am I here? The answer comes through Jesus Christ. What's going to happen after I die? The answer comes through Jesus Christ. Do I have a purpose in life? The answer comes through Jesus Christ. He is the answer. Amen? He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. We're told in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That's Jesus Christ. We follow Jesus because he is the only answer to the age-old question, what happens after death? Well, we keep living. Amen. He said in John 11, he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is that answer. He is the fulfillment of everything. And when he said, we have found the Messiah, what he meant was, we have found the fulfillment of all the Old Testament Scriptures. We found him. The one we've been waiting for. It's this one. It's Jesus. Look, if you would, quickly at Luke chapter 24. And I want to show you that after the resurrection, Jesus took some time. Luke chapter 24, look down in verse 27. I just can't imagine what a precious time it would have been to be a part of this event, where Jesus took some time and he actually spent time opening the Bible, which would have been the Old Testament, and expounding. Look at Luke 24, 27. It says, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, see that word all? He expounded unto them in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself. What a Bible lesson that would have been. To have Jesus open the Old Testament, which he did, and said, that's me, that's me, that's me. Can you imagine what that would have been like? That's not just some person that's to come. That's not just some figure someday. That's me. That's what Jesus did. And so we follow Christ, not only because he is the Lamb, he's the one who died in our place and gave us salvation through his blood, but we also follow Christ. He's the answer. Open the hymn book and try to find a hymn that doesn't talk about Jesus. He is the answer. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. So let's look at a third reason why we follow Christ. Down in verse 42, he in John 1, and he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonas. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is, being by interpretation, a stone. So when we hear the word Peter, it means stone. And they following Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, follow me. We not only follow Christ because he's the Lamb and paid for our sins. We not only follow Christ because he is the answer to everything, but we follow Christ because he commands us to. Amen? Jesus didn't say, now that you're saved, if you're in the mood, follow me. If you can find time in your schedule, follow me. He didn't say that, did he? No, Jesus said to each of us that have chosen him as our Savior, chosen him as the answer to all of life's questions, Jesus says to us, follow me. Luke chapter 9, if you return there quickly, verse 23, just one sample. But Jesus, over and over, asks and commands us to follow him. Look at Luke 9:23. If any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and what? Follow me. If any man, he said, will come after me, if any man wants to come with me, then take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow me. Follow me. We follow Christ because he asked us to and commands us to. Look at 1 Peter 1:21. Just another example. In Matthew 4, he told the disciples, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. But notice here in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 12. Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak evil against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in your day. That's the wrong verse. 2:21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. There it is. Are you born again? Then you're called. That's what he's saying. If you're born again, you were called. You were called to what? Follow his steps. While we're in this part of the Bible, go to 1 John chapter 2, quickly, verse 6. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. He that saith he abideth in him, in other words, those who claim to be born again Christians, he that saith he abideth in him, ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. We're to walk like Jesus walked. We're to walk in his steps. So we follow Christ because he called us to. And he called them to. He didn't say to these 12 disciples that he called to follow him for 3.5 years. He didn't say, listen guys, here I am. I'm the Messiah. It's whatever you want to do, but it'd be good if you'd follow me. No, he said, follow me. And they forsook all and followed him. We just read, what does God want from us? That we forsake all, take up a cross daily, deny self, and follow Christ. So we follow Christ not only because he's the Lamb that paid for our sins and gave us eternal life through his blood. We follow Christ not only because he's the answer to everything. He's the way, he's the truth, he's the life. But we follow Christ because he called us to. He calls to each of us and says, follow me. And that's the third reason. Moving on. Nathanael, of course, verse 45. Philip went and found Nathanael and said, we found him. We have found him of whom Moses in the law and in the prophets did write, which we've already talked about. We found the one who is the fulfillment of all those Old Testament prophecies. We have found him. But he goes further and says, down in verse 49, after Jesus reveals just a little bit of his deity, Nathanael answered and said to him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Rabbi, meaning master, you are the Son of God and you are the King of Israel. And what he was essentially saying is that Jesus Christ is God. How do we know this? Because Jesus' answer in verse 51, he says, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. He's referring to Jacob's ladder that he dreamed about. And he's claiming to be that ladder. And there's only one ladder to heaven, and it's Jesus. He is it. He is God. He is Jehovah. And we could spend the rest of the day talking about all the scriptures, but let's look at a couple samples. John chapter 14 and verse 8. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In John 1:1, the Lord Jesus Christ is Jehovah. And that is the fourth reason why we follow Christ. Notice John 14, verse 8. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father, he said. In John 10:30, he said, I and my Father are one. In the Old Testament, the Bible says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Those are two names of the Son that would be given, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Jesus Christ is Jehovah. If you look at 1 Timothy 3:16, God makes this very clear. And this is the fourth reason why we follow Christ. We are following our Creator. We are following Almighty God. Notice 1 Timothy 3:16. And great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. I love that passage. God was manifest in the flesh. God became a man that he might die as our substitute. It's the most beautiful story in the universe, that our own Creator loved us enough to become a man that he might die as our substitute and pay for our sins, that we might spend eternity with him. He paid the price himself. And then one other verse in Acts chapter 20. Jesus Christ here is saying farewell to the elders at Ephesus. Here in Acts chapter 20. Down in verse 28. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Who's the he? It's the God. God, comma, which he, God, hath purchased with his own blood. And we follow Jesus Christ because Jesus Christ is Jehovah. And that's, the disciples said, we found him. We found the answer. We found the one that was mentioned in the Old Testament over and over again. We found the Christ. We found the Lamb. We even found God. Even at the birth of Christ, one of his names would be Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Matthew 1:23. The name Emmanuel means God with us. God was with man for those 30-some years. So why do we follow Christ? We follow Christ because he's the Lamb. Amen. He's the one that paid for our sins. He died on Calvary to be our substitute. Hallelujah. We follow Jesus Christ because, as the Bible makes it very clear, he is the answer to all of life's questions. He is the way, the truth, and the life. We follow Jesus Christ because he calls us to. He says, follow me. He says to each of us, if we're his children, follow me. And lastly, we follow Jesus Christ because he is Jehovah. We have found him. Amen? We have found him. And so now, God says, follow him. Jesus says, follow me. Take up thy cross daily. Deny yourself. And follow me. And that is the call for every Christian and has been for 2,000 years. Follow Christ. The Bible says they followed Jesus. I hope that everyone in this room can say, I've been born again by the blood of Jesus Christ. I know he died for my sins. He rose again. And that he offers me eternal life as Jehovah in the flesh. And there's been a time in my life when I've trusted him as my own personal Savior and I was born again. Because Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In John 3:3. If you can say that, I hope you can also say, I, like those 12 disciples, have chosen to follow Christ. To follow in his steps. To follow him to heaven, essentially. The Bible says they follow Jesus. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful